And a very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes for this Sunday morning. This is Dwight Davis. On thinking about it, the word birder is probably more appropriate than bird watcher, which term it supplanted a few years ago, to some grumblings of the old-timers. After all, one need not see birds to recognize and enjoy them. Some birders with a keen ear can tick off a number of birds without once looking up on a walk through the woods. Even some tin-eared birders can identify by sound. Think about the crow, or the sound of the owl, or the chimney swift, our bird for this morning. The chimney swift's name is right on the mark. It is swift. As a matter of fact, some swifts are among the fastest flyers in the world. And it does live in chimneys. The chimney swift is a common summer bird in our area, seen flying about, catching insects on the wing, accompanied by a constant twittering. This is a dark and drab 5.5-inch bird, a sooty gray-brown, essentially, but the facts and the legends about it make up for its nondescript appearance. More than one writer has described the chimney swift as a cigar with wings, and has described its flight on thin, pointed, crescent-shaped wings as twinkling and bat-like. These descriptions are right on target. Swifts are in the family Apodidae, from the Greek meaning without feet. This is not inaccurate either. When is the last time you saw a chimney swift's feet? The feet are small, weak, and seldom seen, and are used only for clinging to the walls of chimneys. Chimney swifts do not, like the swallows they superficially resemble, perch on wires or branches. They fly. They fly to eat, to court, to mate, to drink, to bathe, and it was even thought that swifts slept while flying. And even this has been confirmed in a way. The ancient belief that swifts roosted in the heavens was not far wrong. Research has shown that their flight is so effortless that they need very little rest, and some climb high into the air at night and actually spend the night, well, let's say resting on the wing, if not actually sleeping. Swifts, because they are similar to swallows and are often called by that name, were thought, like swallows, by the ancients to spend the winter in hibernation in mud. This is not true, of course, but it's interesting that it was not until the 1940s that it was discovered where the vast horde of chimney swifts that summer here in the U.S. spend their winter, and that is in Peru. Now, here's a question. What did chimney swifts do before chimneys, before man came along with those convenient nest sites? Well, they nested in hollow trees. That's the answer. One of the most unusual sites having to do with the chimney swift and its adapted nesting location is the spiraling down into a chimney like smoke in reverse. Scores of chimney swifts, as they return to their home chimney to roost, all funneling down into that small opening. I've never seen that, but I'd certainly like to. The nests of the chimney swifts are literally glued to the walls of the chimney by the bird's saliva. In the Far East, a related swift makes the nest almost entirely of viscous and gelatinous saliva, and it is their nests that are highly valued for the making of the centuries-old gastronomic treat known as bird's nest soup. The soup, if you are so inclined, can be had at some Oriental restaurants. Meanwhile, throughout these warm months, our chimney swift can be seen and heard in Hampton Roads, twittering away.